Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build a colorized Amen-style sub from scratch in Ableton Live 12, and we're keeping it beginner-friendly, but still proper drum and bass-focused. The goal here is not just to make a sub bass that exists under the drums. We want a low end that actually supports the groove, reacts to the break, and adds a bit of attitude without getting messy. In DNB, the sub is kind of the hidden engine. It's doing a lot of the heavy lifting, even when you barely notice it. So think of this as building a foundation first, then adding just enough color so the bass translates on smaller speakers and feels alive in the drop. Let's start by setting up a clean project. Create a new MIDI track and name it something obvious, like Sub Color. Good track naming matters more than people think, especially in bass music, because you'll probably end up with several layers later. Now set your tempo. For classic drum and bass energy, 170 BPM is a great starting point. If you want a slightly more modern roller feel, you could go a little faster, around 174 to 176 BPM. For this lesson, just pick one tempo and stick with it so you can really hear how the bass works against the break. On this track, load up your first device. You can use either operator or wavetable, but for a beginner, operator is probably the cleanest way to get a solid sub going. After that, add EQ8, saturator, and utility. That chain is a really useful starting point in DNB. Synth first, tone shaping second, color third, mono control last. Now let's build the actual sub. If you're using operator, turn on only oscillator A. Set it to a sine wave. Turn off the other oscillator so nothing else is getting in the way. Keep the amplitude envelope nice and smooth, and set the release somewhere around 80 to 150 milliseconds, so the notes don't click too hard at the end. Keep the level conservative at first. Don't worry about loudness yet. We want clarity before power. If you're using wavetable instead, choose a basic, smooth waveform, something close to a sine or a very simple shape. Keep it clean and avoid anything too bright or animated for now. This is your true sub layer, so we want it stable and focused. Now write a simple MIDI pattern. For note choice, stay in a low bass-friendly range. Depending on your track key, notes around F, G, A, or G sharp can work really well. The exact note doesn't matter as much as the behavior of the phrase. In drum and bass, the sub often works best when it leaves space for the break and the kick instead of trying to play constantly. A great beginner approach is to use a one or two bar phrase with only a few notes. Think, one long note on the downbeat, one shorter answer note before the snare, then a bit of space, then a small variation in the next bar. That call and response feeling is super important in Amen style writing. The break has all this detailed movement already, so the bass should either anchor it or answer it clearly. If you cram in too many notes, the groove gets blurred. Use the MIDI grid to get the notes placed, then listen in context. Don't be afraid to slightly nudge a note if the groove feels stiff. In DNB, timing is everything. Sometimes a bass line doesn't need more sound design, it just needs better placement. Now let's make the sub feel more alive. Add saturator after the synth. This is where the color comes in. We're not trying to distort the life out of the bass. We're just adding enough harmonics so the sub can be heard more easily on different systems. Start with about 2 to 5 dB of drive. Turn on soft clip if needed, and compare the processed sound with bypass, so you can hear exactly what's changing. The key word here is gentle. You want warmth and presence, not fuzzy overload. If the bass feels too boomy or unclear, use EQ8 with tiny moves only. Maybe a small high pass below 20 or 30 Hz if there's rumble, or a very gentle boost somewhere around 60 to 90 Hz if the fundamental needs more body. But don't go wild. In drum and bass, the low end is usually more about arrangement and timing than huge EQ curves. Now put utility at the end of the chain and set the width to 0%. That keeps the real sub completely mono, which is exactly what we want. The deepest part of the bass needs to stay centered so it translates well in clubs and doesn't disappear when summed to mono. If you want movement, don't put it on the true sub. Put it on a separate layer. This is where we build the color layer. Duplicate the track or create a second MIDI track for a mid-bass layer. This layer is not the sub. It's the attitude. It's the part that gives your bass line some life and makes it more audible on smaller speakers. You can use wavetable here for a slightly more complex tone, or operator again if you want to keep it simple. The important thing is to high-pass this layer so it doesn't fight the real sub. A good starting point is somewhere around 90 to 140 Hz. After that, add auto filter and saturator. You can also use EQ8 if you want to clean up the tone further. For the filter, try a cutoff somewhere around 120 to 400 Hz, depending on how bright or dark you want it. Keep resonance moderate. You're not trying to create huge wobble bass here unless that's the style you want. We just want subtle movement and color. Add a little saturation to this layer too, maybe 1 to 4 dB. That helps the harmonics come forward without overwhelming the low end. If you want to get a bit more advanced, you can even try a tiny bit of detune or subtle filter movement on this layer only. Just a little. The true sub should remain untouched and solid. Now it's time to make the bass interact with the Amen style drums. Load or program an Amen-inspired break, either as an audio loop or inside a drum rack. You want the break to feel alive, with the snare, ghost notes, and chopped rhythm keeping that classic DNB motion. The bass should work with that rhythm, not against it. A good way to think about it is this. Let the kick and bass hit together on strong downbeats. Leave room when the snare needs impact, and use short bass notes after a chop or fill to answer the drums. A simple groove might look like this. A long note in the first bar, a short answer note in the second bar, then a variation in the third, and maybe a bit of space in the fourth bar so the drums can breathe or a fill can land. If your drums are getting crowded, reduce the number of bass notes before you touch the sound design again. That's a really important beginner lesson. In drum and bass, less can often feel heavier. Another really useful trick is to match note length to drum density. If the break gets busier, shorten the bass tails. If the drums open up, you can let the notes sustain a little longer. That's one of the simplest ways to make the groove feel intentional. Now let's add a bit of movement over time. Automation can make even a simple subline feel musical. For example, you could automate saturator drive so the bass gets a little more intense in the second half of the drop. Maybe start around 2 dB and rise to 4 or 5 dB. Or you could slowly open the auto filter on the color layer as the phrase develops. You can also use very subtle utility gain moves to create a lift or a drop in energy. Keep it tasteful. We're not trying to make a giant synth automation show. We're just giving the bass a sense of progression. This works especially well in rollers, where the bass shouldn't wobble all over the place, but it still needs to evolve enough to keep the listener locked in. Now for a really useful production move, resampling. Once your sub and color layer are working together, record them to audio. In Ableton, create an audio track, set it to resample, or route the bass group into it, then record a few bars. Why do this? Because once it's audio, you can edit it faster. You can trim tails, make tiny fades, reverse little bits for transitions, and duplicate the best phrase later in the arrangement. This is a very common workflow in bass music because it lets you commit to something that already grooves. If you do resample, grab a 4-bar pass and loop the best section. Then listen again at low volume. That's a huge check. If the bass still reads clearly when turned down, it's probably working. And that leads to the final step. Balance. Check the relationship between the kick, the sub, and the break together. Don't judge the bass in solo the whole time. A sub that sounds plain alone can be perfect in context. In fact, that's often exactly what you want. If the kick and sub are stepping on each other, shorten the notes, move the bass slightly, or make a small EQ adjustment, but keep the changes minimal. In drum and bass, the first thing to fix is usually groove and note length. Not huge processing moves. Here's the big takeaway. Keep the true sub clean and mono. Add color in a separate layer. Use gentle saturation, not heavy distortion. Write fewer notes, but make them count. And always check the bass with the drums, not just in isolation. If you can make one simple colored sub that locks with an Amen style break, you've already got a really strong foundation for rollers, jungle-inspired sections, or darker drop arrangements. So your practice challenge is this. Make a clean version with just the sub, make a colored version with a mid-layer and gentle saturation, then make a performance version with some automation and a small variation. Keep them all in the same key, keep the note count low, and compare them at low volume. That's it for this lesson. You've just built a proper Amen-style sub workflow in Ableton Live 12, and from here, you can scale it up into full bass lines, switch-ups, and heavier drop sections. Next time, we can take this even further and build a mid-bass layer that sits on top of a sub for a more aggressive DNB sound.